Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, the fight against cancer continues in this country with a new groundbreaking study launched by the American Cancer Society with the goal of saving more lives. And you, too, can play a role. Joining us this morning to tell us all about it is Martha Ryan, Director of Health Systems Initiatives for the American Cancer Society. Welcome, Martha. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's very interesting to me. This is not the first one that ACS has conducted, I know. And these are longitudinal studies that apparently have had some very groundbreaking impact. Tell us about the studies that have been done so far. I know there was one done early on and in the 60s or so.
The first study, Linda, was actually done in the 1950s. And it was a longitudinal study across the United States. And what it found was the linkage between tobacco use and lung cancer, which eventually resulted in the Surgeon General's warning on all tobacco products that tobacco products are dangerous. The second study was started in the early 80s, and the results of that study showed the linkage between obesity and different types of cancer, as well as the increased risk of heart disease and that kind of thing.
So basically, these are longitudinal, long-term studies. Like, how long do those studies go on for?
They go on for 20 to 30 years. The second study is still going on, but because there's so many different things in our lifestyle, in our environment, and so much research that has been done on genetics, the American Cancer Society researchers have recommended that we now launch into cancer prevention study number 3, called CPS3.
So what's the mission of this one?
This mission, again, is to enroll 500,000 individuals across the United States. We are recruiting individuals from the age of 30 to 65 who are really committed to fighting back against cancer. We would like those individuals to commit that once they enroll and do the initial enrollment, that they will then continue to complete a questionnaire every 2 to 3 years for the next 20 or 30 years.
That's quite a commitment.
It is quite a commitment.
But the data seems to be incredibly crucial, because if the first study was able to literally create the linkage between cigarette smoking and cancer, I mean, that is like a totally groundbreaking finding.
The findings are huge, as well as the obesity with cancer that was found on the second study. This study, to enroll, we need you to complete a long health questionnaire. It's probably about 45 minutes, and it takes you to complete it up front. Every person will have a waist measurement and a blood draw. That blood draw will be frozen. And based on the results of your subsequent questionnaires, if you're diagnosed with cancer, then they will go back and analyze that blood. And what they're going to be looking for is what are the genetics and what are the makeup that they find in the blood that may give us answers for different types of cancer.
It's fascinating. You know, it's so interesting to me because a lot of the studies, a lot of what's being done right now is taking place kind of on the bench in the basic science laboratories, where they're looking at targeted gene therapies, they're looking at what genes are implicated in cancer. But this is, in a way, a much more of behavioral lifestyle, a more global kind of longitudinal study, which I think clearly can have tremendous repercussions and information for us.
Absolutely. And we already know that 2/3 of cancer could be prevented through lifestyle changes alone. And that's why the American Cancer Society recommends highly no tobacco use, healthy diet, eat your 5 fruits and vegetables every day, get up and move. Individuals who are very sedentary have an increased risk of cancer, and get screened. You know, there's specific screening guidelines. Women have a mammogram at age 40, receive colon cancer screening at the age of 50. If we did just those lifestyle, and they're all lifestyle, they have to do with eating, physical activity, and getting screened. So if every person really did that, we would decrease the number of cancers by 2/3. That's huge. So in looking at this study, where we're looking at environmental, behavioral, and genetics, if in fact someone's diagnosed, it will help us get more answers. A lot of the research that the American Cancer Society supports is beginning researchers that focus a lot on genetics. So they're already looking at what are the genetic makeups of the different types of cancer to be able to identify those individuals who may be at higher risk because of whatever the genetics are. For example, when you go back to breast cancer, if you've had a family history, and family history is all about genetics, then you know you're at an increased risk for breast cancer. So then what do you do about that? You focus more on lifestyle. You don't smoke, hopefully. You get screened earlier so that if, in fact, you are diagnosed, it's diagnosed at an early stage where treatment is much more effective. So the goal of CPS3 is to look at all of those factors, lifestyle, behavior change, environmental factors, you know, where do people live? What are people doing in their everyday life? What do they live around? What are their employment status? And that type of thing. And then if, in fact, they're diagnosed, to actually analyze the blood to see what the genetic makeup is.
That's going to be fascinating. But it's amazing the kind of patience and fortitude that the ACS has in terms of a 20-year commitment. But then similarly, it's very noble to think of someone joining onto a study like this and saying, "I'm for the next 20 years, every couple of years, I'm going to fill out a detailed questionnaire."
Absolutely. And so many times when we reach out to the public, we're reaching out and asking for donations. And we can't do what we do, obviously, without donations and those kinds of money supporting research. And that's true with the federal government grants and all of that kind of thing. But this is a way someone can fight back from themselves personally by making a commitment an hour up front in the beginning, okay? It's probably going to take an hour to fill out the questionnaire, get your blood drawn, have your waist measurement done, actually go to the appointment to make all that done. But then afterwards, it's a 20 to 30 minute commitment about every 2 or 3 years. And we really want individuals who are committed to that, because if they have their blood drawn up front and then don't follow through with the second questionnaire, we've lost them. So it's very important that when people think about signing up, that they really know they want to be committed. The last two studies that have been done, especially the one that started in 1982, that study is still ongoing. So there are individuals out there that really want to fight back and make a difference in the whole history cycle of cancer, so that they are committed to be part of that. And that's what we're asking for.
So you mentioned that you're looking for people between the ages of 30 and 65.
Correct.
So anywhere in that range.
Yes.
Male and female.
Male and female. Diverse populations. We were talking just this week, there was a cancer summit here in Syracuse, and the diverse populations are affected at an adverse rate. They're diagnosed later. Treatment isn't as effective. We need diverse populations to be part of the study. We can't get the answers if they're not part of the study. Same way with men. Women tend to be the leaders in the household in relation to health care. So many more women tend to come out. Men need to come out too. And again, we need to look at the genetics that are involved in the types of cancer that men are diagnosed with. So we want men, women, diverse populations.
Clarify that when you say diverse population, you mean minorities.
Minorities, mm-hmm. African Americans, mm-hmm. Latino, Asians, especially African American and Latino, because the common cancers have higher rates in those populations. Mm. And if we need to learn more about that so that we can help them so that they're not dying at the rates that they're dying at.
But one point I want to make here is that, and we'll talk more specifically about how people can get involved, is that you have to have not ever been diagnosed with cancer to participate. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So you have to have been cancer-free, no diagnosis, in order to be a member of the study.
With the exception of melanoma. If you've been diagnosed with melanoma, you can still enroll in the study.
How many people have you got so far? I know your target, your goal for the ACS is how many?
500,000.
Wow.
Across the United States. As of right now, we have around 55,000. Our goal in Central New York during October is 1,000 individuals.
Wow. Well, I think you'll probably get there. And I think, tell us a little bit how people can get involved if they want to.
The best thing to do is go online at www.cps3syracuse.com, or you can call HealthLink or the American Cancer Society to find out that website. You can register. There will be registration enrollment sites at Upstate Medical Center, at all of the 3Y locations, and at Upstate at Community General's campus. The enrollment sites are October 12th through the 15th. They are varied hours from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., so hopefully we can get anyone, no matter what shift you work.
So if you don't have access to a computer, you said you can you call to make that registration appointment as well?
You can call the American Cancer Society and we will facilitate that, yes. We ask that everyone complete the questionnaire prior to coming to your appointment because it takes about 45 minutes. If you haven't completed it, we're going to ask you to complete it at the appointment, so that may extend your appointment time. When you complete the survey, you will be able to print off a page so that when you come to your appointment, you can bring that page with you so that we know that you've completed the survey.
Well, you know, it's clear that if you have anyone in your family who's had cancer or anyone that you love who's had cancer, this is a way for you to fight back. And you have not had cancer, this is a clear way to fight back and really give back to our country in general in its fight against cancer. Well, Martha Ryan, Director of Health Systems Initiatives for the ACS, thanks so much for coming in and bringing us this important message. We've got to take a short break. Stay right there. I'm Linda Cohen. This is HealthLink on Air, FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.